mine, and it'll be okay. We'll do it. Okay. We are going to call our budget hearing to order. It is June 2nd, 2022, 7:18 p.m. Present, we have Scott Larson, Clint Allen, Selene Richens, Terry Eisel, Justin Carlisle is excused. As members of the public, if you guys can just state your names real quick, we're going to only have to do this one more time after this.
Todd Griffin.
Sarah Glossy.
Aaron Hicken.
Steve Jakes.
Go ahead, Howard.
Howard Ford.
Howard Ford. Okay, thanks. All right, so that's as members of the public. We're going to go ahead and go over our budget. If anybody has any questions, we'll ask for some comments at the end. So Scott and I have gone down and reviewed the budget with Polaris. We had a few things adjusted. We reviewed this year's and the budget for next year. If you look, you've got one that says, if you've got one of each. Okay, yeah. You should have one that I'll cover the recording. You should have one that says budgeting worksheet. So any changes that we make on here, we can make one on all of them onto one copy, and then we will get anything changed and balanced with the accounting firm Polaris. But for now, if there's anything that needs to be changed or anything glaring, we can accept it tonight, understanding that these changes will be made tomorrow. So go over it. Let's just work through it and see what you guys think. So we did add a couple new line items. We added the writing club. After speaking with the attorney about whether they should do a 501c3 for their writing club donations and things that are gifted or fundraised or anything like that, because they will be making such small amounts, the attorney's fine with it going through the town. And they will have a spot that the writing club would have any donations, fundraisers, anything like that. It'll all be deposited in one spot. If you look on your budget, you'll see that there's $1,000 right now.
So they just anything got a line item on our spreadsheet.
Yep.
Just a pass through.
Yep. It's just going to go right through. And as long as the numbers are small, we're good with that. So you'll see there's $1,000 in there. So right now we've budgeted for $1,000. Anything above and beyond that we will know is theirs. And next year we will know approximately how much to work with for next time.
Did you do the same thing with the event committee
that's doing yes, the East? Yes, we did.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They have...
That's an expense.
That's under expenses. Where is that? We added that as well. We separated a few things out as well, too. Let's see.
That's on...
Yeah.
Page
yep, under recreation, 4561, bottom line, it says rec events committee. So okay. That gives them... I think we gave them $5,000 to work with this next year. And going forward the next year, we will know if we hit that, if we went over it, what we need to do to adjust.
Yeah, and they maybe will be able to raise some money and yep. something along the way too. Mm-hmm. You know, we put that in there for their budget. Hopefully they can be self-sufficient moving forward. You know?
Yep. So that's where they're at for that. We moved a few things, like expenditures from last year. We made sure that her stores and things like that are going to the right spots instead of out of roads. They'll be coming out of cemetery and parks, things like that that will be better taken care of for next year.
Okay.
Anything you want to point out, Scott?
On the highways and roads,
mm-hmm.
we separated the street lights.
Yes, we did.
Where do they come out of? Still in there?
They were in highway and roads before.
Yeah.
It's just that we made a separate category for them.
And that's what he said typically towns and cities do. So that's fine, but we just needed to be able to look at it a little separately.
Yeah, and hopefully one of these days we ever get LED lights and then our power bill goes down.
That'll
too.
Go way down. Yeah.
That's been a struggle for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to look at your specific budgets and let me know if there's anything that's glaring or stands out, or we can, if we need to make any changes, we need to just make sure things are balanced, and then Polaris can help us with that. And that 2023 original is where you'll see things that are for next year.
This question on the street class C pass-throughs right there. Click the fourth one down.
Okay.
So it shows we're $75,000 for our budget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking, is that with included grant money, or is that just what we have in our budget that we can use to spend to fix some roads or do some things like that? Because that seems like that's more than we've ever had.
Right, we set that aside towards the grant in 2025, the match.
Okay.
So that means that money's available, like our ARPA funds, he's separated those, and but then they're dog-eared to go.
So that money's just kind of being held right there, and then it's going to go to match ours in 2025?
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't know that number seemed big for there, but that's...
He did point out to us that only a certain percentage of the money that we have can be held, thank you, can be held in...
All Class C road revenues have to go to roads.
Yes.
Yeah.
But do you remember how he put some of it, he spread some of it out because only a certain amount can be held, and then it's for, was it for capital?
We can only have so much in the bank account, and so he moves some money into capital.
Yeah, capital projects.
Okay, yeah, and if we need to, you know, we're going to spend some to fix some potholes and stuff here and do some road patching too, so.
Right.
And then we could use, if you got some money that needs shuffled around, we could use that to fix the curb in front of Terry's house or something.
See, like last year, the budget for road was only $5,000. We spent double that.
10.
Mm-hmm. Over 10.
Okay.
So this year, we bumped that up to 10,000.
Okay.
For the most part, there's at least what was budgeted last year plus a little bit just because prices are rising.
Where did we put our ARPA fund money?
It's in here as revenue.
Yeah, it went straight to water company.
Yeah, and it went straight to water to be your match for your CDBG money.
Okay.
And I don't remember exactly where that shows up.
It's on page four.
Okay. Oh,
there it is, yeah. He made it pretty specific so that when we report it, it's right there for them to see that it hasn't been spent yet because we were supposed to report that. So yeah, it's pretty specific, CDBG, project match. So then they know why it wasn't spent and where it's planned to be spent. And so do we.
And so that's to be spent on our new project that we have coming up.
When you need that match, whenever that CDBG money is due.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'll have to ask Scott and make sure that we can use ARPA funds for that.
We can.
I don't know why we couldn't.
Yeah, I think I checked with him when we got them, when we applied for them. I'm pretty sure
okay. That
it was double checked. Okay. So you're welcome to discuss that too.
Kyle didn't put up any red flags. So.
Yeah. Okay. If we do change our, when we change our water rates, we'll need to adjust what is expected to come in at that point.
Yeah, or we'll just end up with a little surplus there at the end of the year.
Yeah, as long as it turns out,
you know,
as long as all budget, or balances.
We'll just end
balances.
Up with more mm-hmm. at the end and then yeah. change it there at the end. In theory, then that money should be going out to go to
water projects.
Yeah, but for like a loan or a grant or whatever. We're gonna do.
Yeah, wherever we need to use that. Mm-hmm. Any questions, Terry?
No.
For those of you who haven't done a budget review with Polaris, it's actually very informative. It all just lays out real easy. He's really makes sure it all
Well, I hope it
budgets.
Makes more sense when you go down there.
It does. It always makes more sense up there. Don't you think, Scott?
The
always makes more sense when he's right
you
there.
You don't know what they are for, right?
Yeah. Some of them.
Oh, yeah, so that.
You got rid of.
Okay, this is what they were, how much they were, all the road funds. We didn't realize that the street lights were
under
the road.
Yeah. Yeah, so we fixed a few things like that. And there was another couple things. What was the one we deleted that we ended? What line item? We got rid of a couple of them. I can't remember what they were. But see, like insurance proceeds, next year we don't expect to need any insurance proceeds. You know, that we had to have this year. That's the kind of stuff that was there, you know, not there for a long time, then there, and now it's gone.
So do we need to move to approve our budget?
Yes, we do, after we accept public comment. Does any of the public want to make comment, unless you guys have more questions? Do you have more questions?
I thought they, don't you accept it in the public meeting? I didn't think you did that in the hearing. I didn't think you took action in the hearing.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe we just accept public comment?
And then it.
And then?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Does any of the members of the public have any comment on our budget? You're welcome to look at it.
You're welcome to look at it and make sense of it if.
Anybody?
If the need.
Amanda?
Do you have a budget for the town hall now?
Yes. We do.
I thought so too.
Yeah, we do.
Would you like to donate some money to that?
Yeah.
Sure, 4 batteries for starters.
There you go, 4 AAA batteries. Anybody else have any questions regarding the budget? How things are spent? Where it goes? Okay. Hearing none, we will go ahead and move back into our.
We gotta close it.
Yeah, once the motion. Well, we're gonna go ahead and move back into our meeting once one of you makes a motion.
I move that we close the public hearing portion for the budget.
Okay. We have Scott as our first. Does anybody want to be a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Clint's our second. All in favor of adjourning? Say aye.
Aye.
Okay, vote is unanimous. We will go back into our public meeting.
I move that we accept the budget for.
Hang on.
No, you gotta.
You got it?
Oh.
You wanna?
Geez, I'll be.
We got it. Well, plus we don't have the recording of the other, so we're gonna jump in and go right through these things a little bit, get them all on the record, then approve it, and then move on down. We're done here. Yeah, we'll close it and then we'll go into the other one. I'd rather have it on 2 recordings than.